Welcome to the Toxip. I'm your host, Elisa Bowens Mercado. Each and every Thursday, I trade my dance shoes and I spend time with you, the listeners, to talk arts, culture, music, radio, the Elm City, and much, much more. Boy, do we have a great show for you guys today, and we are going live. So make sure you tune in. But we have a very special show. We have three folks in here who are making a beyond a difference in the city of New Haven in a very, very, very positive way. And I cannot wait to get them on. Oh, yeah. And talk about this. We have the founder of musical intervention here with us. We have Adam, and we also have Will Fusco, who is a co-producer, co-organizer for the space. And we have a musical artist who you hear us bringing us into the to the show with his lovely sound. So I want to welcome all three of you here to the Toxip, and I can't wait to dive into how this all came about, because I heard when a couple of people told me, they go, oh my gosh, you're having them on the show tomorrow. They go, this is fantastic. Oh. So folks, sit back.
Thank you.
Relax. Absolutely. Sit back, relax. And let's get right into the Toxip. So thank you so much for that intro.
Thank you.
Do you want to?
Henry's boss.
Yeah, how's it going?
Just introduce yourself. Yes, introduce yourself and tell us what you were playing.
Yeah, so my name's Henry. I'm relatively new to the New Haven area.
Well,
I stumbled
welcome.
Into musical intervention, what, Adam, would you say 3 months ago? Two, 3 months
Seems
ago?
Seems like forever.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's a good thing,
but yeah,
though.
Since then, you know, it's been a really great spot for me to work on my music, develop what I'm doing. That song that I was playing there, kind of the intro instrumental part to a song that I've been working on about sort of my journey and finding musical intervention and, you know, sort of the path that that's taken me on.
That is just, it's amazing. It's amazing. You get to work on your art in a safe place.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so it's great, especially because I'm in recovery. So when I come across musical intervention and I see that it's, you know, a safe place for people
artists.
Like myself to come and explore my music in a safe environment like that, it really does mean a lot. And it brings together awesome people from the community to come together and, you know, find each other through the, you know, the universal language of music.
Music. That's just amazing. So,
well said,
Adam. Yeah. Perfectly said. That's from an artist speaking from, you know, his or her heart. So that's amazing. So, my friend, welcome.
Yeah,
please, this is beyond interesting. So, in order to have our viewers and our listeners understand about your organization, can you please bring us back to how'd you get here?
Sure. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely.
And super big shout out, obviously, to New Haven Independent for giving us.
Yeah. Oh, they're the best. Yeah. Shouts out. Yeah. No, they are the bomb here.
Yeah. They're giving voices in New Haven.
Absolutely.
So power. It's good to see that people are actually tuning in and getting involved. And
they do. People are actually watching. They watch and we get to talk about anything. And that's what makes this station go around. And that's what makes the community go around.
Yeah.
So
communication.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
So musical intervention really goes back to necessity, right? So in my own life, it was kind of a rocky road in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But music, you know, really was there for me to kind of keep me on the straight and narrow.
Right.
For the most part.
So you reached out to music. So now are you also in recovery?
No, it never really caught me. I've been surrounded by drugs my entire life.
Okay.
But it never caught me because I really do believe that the creative arts, I mean, yes, I was, you know, experimenting at a young age. But I knew that I wanted to kind of hold on to this creative thing that I had and kind of try to hang in there. And eventually, when I was about 17 years old, I decided to start making a difference. And I met Sue Feldman, who is an incredible social worker in New Haven.
Wow.
And she was running a program called the Village of Power.
Wow.
And it's part of the Hill Health system. And it was working with women who had AIDS, dual diagnosis, homelessness.
Right.
And she gave me the opportunity to go in there and make music with them. And it was really powerful for a few reasons. Obviously, to be able
give
to
back.
Use give back, use your creative, kind of talent
and energy. Yeah.
Yeah. And but also get a paycheck. And so right. like I was like, oh my gosh, a musician making money, you kind of try to figure out how you can do that. And
because, you know, that doesn't happen. The starving artists, because I'm a professional salsa dancer and we love what we do. But at the end of the day, sometimes we don't get, you know, but
the starving artist, the starving artist. There's an epidemic.
That's a whole
going
on. That's a whole other show. You can come back on it. We could talk about that. So you're at the Hill Health Center and you've got this initiative, you've got this opportunity. And so you go in, and so something must have peaked or sparked some kind of like an aha moment of like, there has to be something that I can do.
There's got to be something I can do. And I got these visions. And so I had this vision of a community space. It's called, at the time, this is back in maybe 02.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was called Cafe Cave. And I was working with Abby Feldman. She was the art director. Mm-hmm. And we tried to do our best in East Haven to make it work with the help of some politicians. But it didn't really take root, so I decided to go to college, and I snuck in. And I was a special ed student, so getting into college is kind of like a challenge. You know, I didn't have the SATs to get me into a university that would be like, you know, challenging and feed into that creative direction that I was going into, because I kind of already knew what I wanted to do.
Right. You kind of set your path. You're like, I know what I want to do, and so I'm going for it.
And so,
good for you.
Yeah. And so Richie Ferricelli was the acting vice president, or interim vice president at Southern. And I knew him through a family connection. And I was already pretty motivated. And I walked in, and I remember his feet being on the desk, and he was like very casual. And I said, hey, man, I was like, I really want to go to college. This is what I'm doing. I said, I don't have the grades to get in, but I know that I can make a difference here.
Right, right.
And so he set me up being an RA, put me in student government.
Shout out to Richie, right?
Richie Ferricelli, shout out to you, Mr.
Mr. Ferris.
For opening the door. I mean, creative people, you know, we don't always fit the typical mold. I got in a lot of trouble in school. You know what I mean?
It was because your creative sense and your creative brain is like out there.
Yeah. And I'm going to put it out there. And you know, for some people, that's challenging. And some people, you know. I shout out to all the teachers too. They tried their best, and they tried their best.
They definitely deserve it.
I know they try, and they were all looking out for me in their own unique ways.
Right. They wanted the best for you.
I tried
ultimately success.
I believe that. And anyway,
so I get into college,
Southern Connecticut, and I start the ultimate frisbee team.
Great. Love it, because
I love frisbee. I mean. I love that stuff.
Ultimate Frisbee.
And it's still alive.
Shout out to the Ultimate Frisbee. Like
oh, my God. Yeah. We go to tournaments. We go out to, you know, Gettysburg, and we go out to Goucher College, and just like, you know.
And you just get your Frisbee on.
Get your Frisbee on.
Yeah, I'm learning something today.
It's so awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, so college was great. I tried to unite all the universities. I really wanted to get a platform for all the universities to come together and start doing events and things like that. But that was towards the end of my career there. But I found recreation therapy, a small little department inside of Southern. Had no idea it was there until like 3 or 4 years into going to school there.
Right.
And
that little diamond in the rough. You're like walking down the hallway and you see this sign and you're like,
totally.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It was a godsend, because I was like, I had just got back from Hawaii and I was like totally depressed. And I had lost sight of myself.
Okay.
And I really did experience a pretty deep, dark depression. Couldn't do anything right. Couldn't say anything right. Like every interaction I had was just misery.
Right. You were
in Hawaii too. I mean, imagine being in paradise and just being
that
depressed.
That's just wrong.
It's like, just throw me in the
volcano.
You
can't find the right.
Just put me in there.
Right, exactly.
Take care of my problems. No.
You're looking at the bluest of skies and the bluest of waters. Yeah. And you're still like, now something's not right.
Hanging out with criminals, you know.
Yeah,
all that
you're just
stuff.
Doing all the bad. Anything bad on the whole way.
No.
If you're a criminal, that's one place to go. Okay, so.
Why?
Yeah. They're like, all right, enough of the mainland stuff.
I know. Right?
So, but anyways, I'm sorry I even said that, because Hawaii is a very safe place to go. And it's not a place for criminal mischief.
No.
Anyways,
even though it's blown
unless
up,
you want
but
it.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so outside of that.
But so you leave.
So I found an angel. I found an angel at the Branford library.
Wow.
And she came up to me. I was reading Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer, and I was just like trying to get my head straight. This lady comes up to me and she's like, are you a student? And I totally forgot that I was going to college. I was that depressed. And so I went back to Southern. I signed up and I accidentally clicked on a link that brought me into the Recreation and Leisure Studies department.
Wow.
Found that that opened up a door to work at the Yale Child Psychiatric Inpatient Hospital.
And
that was amazing. Like, so now all of a sudden, like, this work that I was doing at the Village of Power,
right
now I have a degree and I'm working in the field and I'm recording music with kids there. So I'm helping them record original music and I'm watching their eyes glaze over. I'm watching them really find their
voice. You're seeing what music therapy can do. And probably at the same time, were you finding like your own serenity, like your own, like, were you at by that time, like, was, did you find, not like find yourself, but were you like, all right, you're getting out of your own stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm walking in a calling and I think purpose-driven life and being able to pay the bills. I think those few things put together, purpose-driven life, being able to meet your basic needs.
Yeah.
You know, and a vision for the future. I think like those three things really obviously brought me out of that depression.
Right.
And gave me a reason to serve. Yeah, obviously,
and to
by
give
helping,
back.
Giving back, helping people. Yeah, you get out of your own stuff because you're focused on helping other people. And a lot of people in peer support kind of settings. Yeah, I mean that's a big motivator to get people out of addiction and out of their real deep struggles.
Deep struggles, yeah. Right? So then, so what? Because we're gonna bring Will in. So now, you're at the Yale Psychiatric Children's Division. Yeah. So, and you're working through folks, these kids, through music.
Yeah, that's there for 5.5 years,
Whoa.
And it's not music therapy. It's I got my degree in recreation therapy, so it's very much leisure education and coping skills, self-esteem, all that good stuff. Happening just with the power of music. So so that began to take a turn when I finished up at Yale after 5.5 years and I got a small grant through the Arts Council of Greater New Haven, which
huge shout out to the
Arts Council for believing in an artist with a vision.
Shout out.
And
they're very supportive.
And so they gave me a grant. I started doing open mics at the soup kitchen. And working with Liberty Community Services.
Yeah.
And working
with
the homeless.
That's how we do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the next thing you know, I had a beautiful community of people struggling with homelessness and people who were receiving services and people who weren't receiving services. And I just got this community of people trying to figure out how is this going to work. And so we have no place to bring them. So at the end of the event, which we have a really cool documentary people can check out. At the end of it, Project Storefront and Eleanor Samba reached out, and we were able to lock in a 2,300.
Eleanor.
Hi.
Shout out to Eleanor. She's awesome.
Love you,
Eleanor. Shout out.
Shout out. Yeah. No, she's great. Eleanor's great. Yes.
I was confused.
Big time shout out because what a very loose business plan, but a very strong passion, desire to make something happen. She encouraged that opportunity. So I got a really great deal, $1,000 a month with 2,300 square foot downtown New Haven to build it out. So I built it out in about 5 months. Then we opened up, shout out to the mayor.
Yeah.
Cutting that ribbon.
Cutting the ribbon. I saw pictures.
Shout out, mayor. Right. Chia.
So
2 years ago.
And that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so now every day you get to see your vision. You get to see artists. You get to see people with passion walk through your doors every day.
Powerful.
How is that feeling?
Powerful.
It's powerful.
Powerful.
Exactly.
Powerful. I didn't see the people. In the vision and all that stuff, I saw the project. I saw what needed to get done, what it needed to be.
Yeah.
But I had no idea who would come along and dedicate themselves to the effort. And that's been the most humbling and emotional part of it all.
Of course. And we're going to get into some of those testimonies. But so, Will, we're going to bring you on. We have Will Fusco here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Will. So,
you
know, New Haven is just, it's so small, but you never know. That's why I always tell people, you know, look to your left, look to your right and say hi, because you never know who you're going to walk into.
I agree.
Never know, folks. Stop. Take your head up from your phones and walk. And engage because you don't know who is walking by you. And this is why we are here sitting right now, because I'm not afraid to engage in conversation, and neither was Will.
No.
So the wonderful thing is he started telling me about this amazing program. And as soon as I heard music, art, passion, safe place, sober, clean.
Her eyes were just kept going bigger. I was like, bigger.
Where? I go, wait, I've heard this of this. Exists? I was like, this exists right here in downtown New Haven. I said, but I need to, for you to tell me more. And that was the beauty of finding out about this. But that's why I said, there's so much going on here in New Haven, so much positive stuff, but we have to take the time to engage with our neighbors.
And you should never judge a book by its cover.
No, never.
Because I'm a scary looking guy. I mean, I'll admit it. I'm 6'3", you know, I'm a big dude.
No, teddy bear.
I am a teddy bear. So you cannot judge a book by its
cover. No, you can't.
And it seems like a lot of people do that. Especially in the media these days, we see that a lot going on. And, you know, giving a person a chance to show you who they really are.
Of course.
That's more important than anything, you know.
Than anything else. Tell us how you came to find, like, your connection here with Musical Intervention and your story.
So I've known Adam back in the open mic days of our youth.
Okay, so open mic.
Yes, we were Stella Blues. That would be our thing.
Okay.
Adam performed there, and so have I. I do rap music.
Okay.
That's kind of like mixed with rock. So
rap rock.
Yeah, and I just kind of go up there and I just wing it. So I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna lay down a track, and then I met this gentleman right here. He's a great guy, but I didn't know this was gonna be, because this is what I'm telling you, years before Musical Intervention
was
talking
right.
about 10 years.
But you guys, but you had your lives had intersected.
Yes,
and you said it's Stella
in the music.
Because we know Stella just you know live music.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of people who play can go and showcase, you know, their art.
I love open mics.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think it doesn't it show the creativity of, you know,
your next door neighbor
and what's really out there.
Yeah.
So then, so you're on the mic, you're dropping lyrics and,
you're dropping bars.
Yeah.
But, the most sweet part about this is I left, New Haven.
Okay.
So I was not doing so good. I, had a very hard past. And at the time that I left, open mics, I went on the run for about 5 years. So I wasn't doing so good. I came back to Connecticut. Did my time for that. Mm-hmm. And then I met Adam. I was homeless.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I see Adam. He's doing this big old like Christmas musical, you know, for the homeless down at Liberty. So I was all like, hey, I know that guy. And then we started talking.
Right.
He's like, listen, I'm going to open up this place. But to be honest, a lot of people say a lot of things. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. You're going to open up this place. You're going to report me, whatever. That's not going to happen. But okay.
And Adam's like, yeah, it is.
Yeah. And then, okay, I haven't talked to him like months later. And then all of a sudden I'm walking with this girl I used to date. Uh-huh. And then we see Adam and he's like, it's built. I was like, what are you talking about? He said,
you're like that thing that I was telling you about?
Yeah, it's here. He said, it's here. And come in. And he invited us. And I thought it was amazing. I've never seen anything like it. Musical Intervention. I'm telling you, it saves people's lives. And I see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We people struggle. We're always going to have that struggle because life is a struggle.
Yeah.
But when you have these people behind you trying to make music or art, even if you draw, visual arts, anything, we want to help you with that. We want to be a part of it because we believe in art and we believe in the music and we believe in you, you know?
Right.
And all we want is somebody to believe in us.
That's
and
it. And
why wouldn't you come down?
You know what? Everyone has a past.
Yeah.
We all look at, you know, everyone has something.
Yes.
But it's what you do with your now is everything.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Yeah. And so, you know, and like I said, and I love the fact that it's a safe place for people who are clean, sober, or artists who just want to come in. And you are only clouded by that musical enjoyment and clouded with so much goodness in your brain.
Yeah, it's like a force field. It's like a protection force field that we put on ourselves. And like we said, you know, if you're struggling out there and you just want to come in and you might be high or whatever, but you want to get help. I mean, don't refrain yourself because you got buzzed or something like that and you actually really want help. Come see us. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't like drugs or alcohol in our place, of course, but we still want to help. You know what I mean?
We are down with
helping people.
Exactly. So you have the place. It's a safe place.
It is.
If someone says, listen, I just enough is enough. I got to get off of whatever I'm on and want to just, you know, let's start a new life, then you have the resources.
I was going to just chime in here. That's what I call community accountability. So it's something that I'm hoping is going to catch on with other agencies in town, because we have so many powerful nonprofits and so much resources within New Haven. A lot of people kind of go without it for, just a million reasons. However, we have good relationships with like the Columbus House and Marrakesh and a lot of different agencies that are around. So we want to like link people up with those services that are available.
Right.
For example, two of my key holders for the headquarters have both been housed through the Columbus House.
Wow.
And
we know the Columbus House has done
so much,
so many amazing things for this community.
And they're still growing and there's still so much that can be done. And they know it. And so that's kind of where we begin to fit this kind of new need, which is, you know, this community accountability, this community outreach, a place that's going to draw people in, not turn people away because they don't have any money.
Right.
Or they just don't hang out. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so we want to begin to just provide this safe space, obviously.
Right.
Foundational drug and alcohol free space, so that people can feel comfortable, get that ability to kind of begin to volunteer, help clean up the place, you know, and then, you know, when they feel ready, they can get the services, you know, that they need from the different agencies that are in New Haven.
Awesome. That is amazing. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have you take us to our commercial.
Okay.
And then when we come back, I want to talk to you about how in your life now. And I love guitars. I really do. Oh my God, I love live music, acoustics. I love all that. You know, how important this place is to you, that you have a place that is safe. And I want to hear a little bit about your journey.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Folks, we're going to take a break. Don't change that dial. Don't forget, we are on. Don't change it. Don't change it. We're on Facebook Live. Yeah, so make sure you call in.
They're already feeling that change, though.
You see my shiny forehead?
Bring it in.
But they're not moving. So I want them to make sure you call in if you have any questions. All right, folks, we'll be back in two.
Yeah, I never ever way too clever.
Nope.
Never.
Never.
I never ever way too clever. I know better doing better. I'm a young trendsetter. I thank God that I'm sober. I'm a whole nother roller. I'm lucky like a four-leaf clover. I'm born again out the stroller. Straight face like a poker. And you a clown like a joker. And never ever going back. It's stressing, need a Prozac. I keep it moving like a nomad. Chalk it out, get a black bag. Kill that shit, get a toe tag. Dead and going, it's so sad. I'm Mike Jack, yeah, I'm so bad. Never ever will I go back. I'm moving forward, I can't go back. I swear to God, I can't go back. I never ever way too clever.
I'm way too clever. Active addiction. Yeah, my lifeline it will sever. So many heads I turn as my bridges burn. I may never learn. My ashes in the urn. Yeah, I misbehave, but I change my ways. Cannot be that brave and stay sober till my grave. Slave in the cage, a sober in the shade. It ain't about the age, it's the courage to make that change. Make that change, boy. Make that change, boy.
Make that change.
What? I'll make that change, boy.
Yeah.
I remember back in the days my mama used to smoke. the crack in the haze. I wish I could have told her to put the sax all away. I hated my life. She made me feel totally ashamed. Since then, they've been calling me the sick kid. Bad thoughts of death, my feelings are twisted. You think you know, but I've been in some shit, kid. Some stuff where to get out, you had to split wigs to all my hoes. I'm sorry, they were never serious.
Welcome back to the Talk Sip. My name is Elisa Bowens Mercado, host of the show that comes on every Thursday at 1 p.m. That's right, folks. Remember, take your lunch breaks at 1 now. Don't take them at 12. I know I'm being so selfish. So you can tune in.
I love it.
Push your lunch later. So if you're just joining us on the show, we are joined by the folks from Musical Intervention, and it's amazing to have Adam, Will, and Henry here with us. They're telling their stories, sharing their journeys, and it's a place in downtown New Haven. The address:
23 Temple Street.
Right across from the Criterion. Correct.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I mean, they are literally accessing just music and art and culture, and a safe place, you know, drug free, alcohol free, for folks to come in and just to rock out their art and feel the passion. And so before the break, I was telling Henry that thank you for your musical contributions here on the show. So that's great. We're listening to your sounds. But can you tell us a little bit about your journey and what this space and what this place means to you, being in recovery, but having, you know, a place to go?
Yeah, thank you so much. So, yeah, I mean, I found music in my life pretty young. I started playing piano when I was, in like kindergarten. That kind of fell off. I picked up the guitar probably 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, while I was still struggling with, you know, active addiction and all that stuff, you know, music really kind of became intertwined with that and then really fell out of my life.
Okay.
So about 7 months ago, when I first decided to, you know, get sober, change my life for the better, the big question was, how do I fit music into this? Because it was so deeply intertwined with using and drinking. How do I fix this? How do I bring this back into my life now that I'm sober? So I was at a treatment center down in Pennsylvania, and they did music therapy there. Pretty similar to the stuff that goes on here. So that's really where I started to begin to experiment. I don't know if you actually know this, Adam, but that's the first time that I performed in front of people was this October.
And that was at an event.
This was in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
So then I get here about January, and then in mid-February or so, I'm walking around, you know, I'm looking for a job, so I'm walking storefront to storefront, and I'm walking up and down like the grid, just trying to find a place. And I just look in the window and I see this really cool place. I'm like, oh, that looks awesome. It looks like it's, you know, like a little jazz
cafe,
club or something.
Yeah.
Cafe, jazz club. It's got a stage. I'm like, oh, that place looks awesome. And I walk by the door and there's a big sign that says this is drug and alcohol free zone. I'm like, okay, so at least they at least can't get mad at me for checking to see what's inside. I mean, the sign's on the door. Come on.
Right.
So I go in.
I've heard that one a lot, too.
So
I go in, and it's just people playing music. And it was exactly what I needed and what I was looking for. It's people from really all walks of life in New Haven coming in. I mean, you know, people from that are sleeping on the streets to Yale students and whatever, anything as far as you can think in between, are all coming in and making music together. And I mean, one of my favorite things was one of the first nights there, you were talking about your freestyle rock rap before, Will, was they were like, hey, do you play bass? And I was like, no. They're like, okay, cool, here's a bass.
You're playing bass tonight, right?
Yeah.
We're going to put you on the harp.
And so
I'll take the drums.
I was all right, I guess I'll just, so I was like, yeah, I guess I'll just start going. And then someone hops up on the drums and they start going. I was like, okay, now we're doing, I got like a band going. And then you hop up on stage from behind the coffee bar and just start rapping. And I was like, okay, I'm in like a band now. What happened?
You're like, let's get a name.
Yeah, but that's just how musical intervention works, though. And it's so cool because it's just, it's really, there's a lot of just like free form music, and I mean, people that you've never met before.
Right.
I mean, you could, again, like we said before, you could just walk by on the street, think nothing of it, and then right. all of a sudden you're performing together.
Exactly.
And it's such a cool experience to have.
How, like, what was your feeling when you saw on the window that this is a drug and alcohol free? Were you like, there is a God, or whatever you pray to? Were you like a burden?
I was like,
were you like, yes?
Yeah. So I was like, wow, I finally, like, this seems like a cool spot. Like, I just, the second I saw that, I was like, this is going to be a place I'm going to be spending some time at.
nice. I'll be coming through these doors frequently.
Yeah.
Shout out to musical intervention.
But yeah, so I mean, and ever since then, I've really come by pretty much every day that it's open, more or less.
And even when it's not.
Even when it's not. No, I do also come
by. He volunteers, does some coffee.
I've also multiple times before I figured out the schedule, showed up like on a Monday and just like the doors,
like,
pulled on and the doors locked. I'm like, oh, yeah, all right.
I was going to say, we still work at.
You still work?
I'm sorry.
No, go on.
Just to kind of piggyback on that, that concept right there. So we still contract with a lot of different agencies, like mm-hmm. Cedarhurst School. We work at the App Foundation, a bunch of different agencies. And a lot of times I get to take the volunteers that are coming to the headquarters and bring them to the different places that I'm at. And Henry's had the opportunity to come to Cedarhurst, which is a therapeutic school through the School of Medicine at Yale, and
wow.
and share his talents and skills and just essence with the kids.
Kids.
And, yeah, and they love it.
I'm going to have to come and salt. I'm going to have to dance mm-hmm. through.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have to. We'll have to talk after the show about some dance therapy. I just think it's.
You got to come and have a spot. We need to build a dance floor for you.
Yes, get me a dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
I can dance on anything, though.
I want to drive the point to clarify, like,
yeah.
and to empower, like, the idea of calling it music therapy or dance therapy and all that stuff is a way for, I guess, initially for people to understand that they can use their talents to help people.
Yes.
But we also have to give a shout out.
Shout out.
To the folks that are therapists right. and put in the immense amount of hours, training, and time.
Oh, of course.
For case management and understanding diagnosis and
yes.
really working within the agencies and the perimeters that are there. Because that's a super challenge, working inpatient, working mm-hmm. the outpatient programs, and then mm-hmm. sticking to the guidelines. We have to come together as artists and community to understand what is our accountability.
Ability. Yeah. Right.
And what can we do? Use,
yeah. Anyway. And how can we give back our talent and our yeah. arts? And it might not be through having a PhD, but it's through that
PhD in life, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But yeah. but make sure we bring joy to folks.
True.
Through artistry, and that's important. Yeah. So that's why I think it's great. So when you have folks who are because I'm going to tell you, I salsa. I've salsa for 18 years, and I probably have done salsa nights in every single bar and restaurant in the city of New Haven.
Sure.
So you're around stuff all of the time.
Yeah.
And I always just tell people, I go, I'm just high on life. And I'm high on, like, on my dancing. Because they see me bouncing around. Yeah. They probably go, how does she do this? No, it's completely.
Because she's awesome. So don't try.
I just love, it was almost, but I can see, I can see it where that life can completely consume you.
Yeah.
If you don't, yeah. if you're not careful, and if you're not, because I see a lot of artists and people that are in the industry burnt out mm-hmm. and something will take over them because they're in it every day. They're in a bar every day. There's drinking, there's whatever going on.
Yeah. The body needs a rest.
And the body needs to have a yeah. rest. So it's for folks who have an art, who don't want to be around walking into a bar. Like, oh, I got to play a set tonight, but you know, I've got the bourbon staring me at the left and I've got the keg staring me at the right, but you just want to go and play your music and you don't want to have any of that stuff.
And let me ask you a question.
And you also want to connect with people.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to serve and perform and do all that mm-hmm. stuff. But once that moment is over, you come back down to the floor where everybody else is. You want to connect and you want to really develop that social life. However,
a lot of people can't because by that time it's 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. and you're on your 25th and you're I'm exaggerating, but yeah. no, you're literally you just can't have that conversation that you would you know, not saying
sustainable. What is sustainable?
Exactly. Yeah. And within your means and your, you know, your limits. But I just think this is amazing because there's a lot of people that come up to me and candidly say, you know what? I really love what I do, but it's just, it can be so overwhelming. It can be tiring. Totally. And I don't want to, I go, well, no, don't give up your art. You just can take that piece of it out and this is perfect.
But where do they go?
They come
to
you.
Thank
you. No, they come to musical intervention.
There's only one place.
There is that. And this is
the movement.
So utilize it.
That is the movement.
We need the community to utilize us. And it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, Adam, I got to give him a lot of props. Shout out to Adam.
Shout out to Adam.
So I just got to say, because this guy right here, a lot of people don't understand that without him, we wouldn't be able to do this because the financial part of this whole operation's on his back.
Right.
I mean, so like coming
but he
down
believes in a community he believes in the arts
community effort, and that's why he's doing this, and that's why we need more of the community support. I mean, we're here for you guys. We'll be there for you. We'll ride till we die for you guys.
Right.
And we just want that respect. Come in.
I
check
don't
us out.
I don't want to die.
Well, you know, come on.
I want to ride.
We're gonna ride. Not
yeah,
die,
we'll just ride.
You know?
Stick to the riding.
That's a real point.
But yeah, this is something that folks should put money into. This is something sponsors. No, I'm telling you, I know so. Yeah. This is a community I've been involved with forever, and every, you know, organization has their own thing. It's great, but there are some things that actually really, really help our communities. Mm-hmm. And I think people, if they hear this, and know that this has changed lives. I watched your mini documentary, and I was like, whoa. Like goosebumps, and like there are people who are, you know, Will is sitting here, Henry's sitting here. People have history, they have stories, it's changing lives, it's changing people.
Yeah, it's transforming lives,
transforming homelessness. Yep. Come on, this, yeah.
People
you know,
are getting housed,
people are getting housed.
And in the meantime, what are they doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you get kicked out of I should ask to leave the shelter, you got to find your way throughout the whole day.
Yeah,
you can't go into a place because you're wearing yesterday's clothes, and it's just like it's you know.
And we don't discriminate.
That's what I'm saying.
We come in. Well, if I see you have a problem, or if you're thirsty, you're hungry, I'm gonna offer it. Even though I sell things, my heart is there to help people.
Right.
So yes, if you're down on your luck, I'm gonna help you.
Right. And you know what? In the coffee shop. So just I know how is. So you have a coffee shop.
Yes.
So you have a stage, you have music.
And we have
artists, and you have the coffee shop. So do you run, you're running co-founder coffee shop run?
Yeah. Yeah. But pretty much it's just another a project that we're working on. We want to help people, sharpen up their job skills and serving skills and things like that. So it's a program that me and Adam thought was something appropriate to do. Mm-hmm. And like really all we're doing is trying to help the community. We have volunteers that come in, they volunteer, and they get to keep their tips because like, you know what I mean, this is a thing for it to sustain itself. It's not, nobody's really making money off of it's just something that
this
we're
is
helping.
Labor of love.
Exactly. And to teach some people things. There's a lot of people that wouldn't know how to serve a cup of coffee.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or have those social skills to, make it in the fast food or the coffee industry or any industry.
Yeah, just to interact with the customer.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Or have,
it's not as easy
or
as you
even
think.
Ask. Some people don't want to ask, how do I do this? Like they don't, you know, but they know that they're comfortable enough to come into a safe place and really learn, like you said, social skills or how to, you know, serve someone or just a hi or a goodbye or just basic, you know, interactions with folks. So they feel comfortable enough coming into your space to get that experience.
Yeah.
And our coffee's really good.
Yeah.
You want to be up.
Okay. So the coffee
is good.
Henry had mentioned before that, you know, you could find all types of people there, and that's the coolest part. Yeah. You know, obviously I work in clinical settings and I also work in this community setting, and, it is really powerful to take the clinical aspect and open your doors up to folks and just give them the platform to create what they'd like and become what they want to be. Mm. And it's really special to see individuals step up, step aside, step down,
right?
Step around.
It is interesting seeing what happens.
And
it's
important to provide that. And the element was brought up, like, how is it sustaining? And I think most people listening to this, and most people ask me, like, how does this work? And so to break,
we're
that,
wondering the same question.
I know exactly
by
how
the
it
grace.
Works.
He knows how it works, but
so it costs to operate the space $3,500 a month, and that comes out of my pocket from the work that I'm doing at different agencies.
Right.
And so it's my investment in the community, but it's also my investment in a model.
Right.
We've done some research with PERCH, Program for Recovery and Community Health. As part of Yale School of Medicine.
Okay.
And we have data to back up our efforts and to show the impact that we're making definitely is going to require more questions and
of
more
course,
understanding.
But
and it's a movement of the healthcare industry to figure out how it costs so much money to keep people inpatient, so much more money than to provide services out here. How can we begin to shift the understanding of finances?
Right.
So
yeah.
I believe because of our governmental
movement. Yep.
Financial situation and the financial system that we have currently right now, a lot of the agencies like mine and others similar are required on grants and governmental support. And, I believe that an untapped well is the corporate sector. Agencies that have an investment in New Haven and can consume capital from the people within New Haven should also invest back into the community.
Absolutely.
Like they used to do in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah. No, and that's what happened. Because let's keep it real here. All of the arts programs, most of them, the majority, have been cut in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Myself as an artist have felt that for the last 4 years. And you can't put a price on what you're doing out there and the lives that you're touching. And when things are cut like that, and there's just no more programs for the kids.
Yeah.
No more. They're not going to dance around. They're not going to learn about music. They have to sit and, there's no.
Until somebody says, I'm going to put $3,500 down a month.
There you go.
Until somebody else comes around and helps it. Because you can't wait. You can't wait for a group of people to come together sometimes.
Right.
Not all the time. But
sometimes you got to take charge.
You just have to take charge. And then
you have to
provide
do what you
that
gotta
platform
do.
For people.
Exactly. And you know what? And we're sitting here and it comes out of our own pockets mainly.
Yeah.
And again, we're artists.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna be married in 2 months.
Congratulations! No,
shout
you gotta
out
have a,
to his marriage.
So, you know,
you gotta have a wedding. No, yeah. you need some money to at least
to build on this concept, to build on this because it's very effective and it could be used. And New Haven is an academic city.
Yes.
I mean, and people are looking to New Haven for examples that could be used in other places.
Yeah. Come on, corporations.
So this is the thing. And so where do we send them to? We have this Patreon website.
Okay.
Patreon is a great opportunity for people to contribute monthly.
Okay.
And so it's like a GoFundMe, but every month it comes out. And like I said, we're only at $3,500 just to meet our guidelines. So it's not coming out of my pocket. I mean, obviously, I'm volunteering my time along with everybody else to make sure that it's running and moving.
But you see bigger picture. And more
absolutely.
And more importantly, you see lives being saved.
No doubt.
And lives being changed. Yeah. You know? So it's like when you walk by that door.
Is it right if I throw out a shout out?
Of course. Safe place. Yeah.
All right. I want to give a shout out to Tony Bag of Donuts. That's my uncle. I love you, man. And my mama, Sheila. You know? Look, see, Ma? I'm doing it.
Good. See,
you know,
because no, you always want to. You're always people have that support. See,
Woo-hoo!
we are knocking down.
The house,
we're walking
the
down.
We're bringing the house down.
We're bringing the house down. We're gonna put a little.
That's musical intervention for you.
That's
right there.
Right.
Oh, when are we gonna hear Henry's song?
Henry.
We're gonna have. So you know what?
I hope so.
We're going to have you play, and then we'll close out the segment. With just like some follow up and some wrap up questions.
Awesome.
Okay. So Henry, this is an original?
This is, yeah.
Go ahead and give us the backstory of the inspiration of the song, the title.
So the song is called Six String Dreamer. It's a song that I literally started, I was just kinda like walking down the street, just kinda like humming, and I was like, ooh, that's kinda catchy, like kinda going. And then as I was walking to musical intervention, I got down there and I was like, someone give me a pen and paper. And I just start like writing this stuff down.
Nice.
And a day or two later, I ended up performing it at the open mic night. Every Thursday night, we have an open mic night. And I ended up performing it there. And Adam comes up to me. He's like, well, what is that? Like, where did that come from?
Right.
So, yeah. So it's about my journey. It's about, you know, figuring out what I'm doing, figuring out what's going on. And sort of my
life journey.
The path that I took from there to here.
That's amazing. So we're going to let you serenade us and then serenade our viewers and our listeners. We're like, I can't wait. And I heard, and after he plays, there's like isn't there like a 2-year anniversary tonight?
Celebrating tonight, open mic 2 years at Musical Intervention. We have this international symposium I was just sitting on as part of the IRCC, and this really great international group, and they're all going to come down and celebrate.
Awesome.
So it's going to be an international party. Also, a big, huge celebration coming up on the 21st. This is International Make Music Day, and this is brought into our town. It's an international thing, brought it into our town again through the Arts Council of Greater New Haven, and NOAA. Is doing a great job in organizing so many cool events for that day.
Shout out to Noah.
We are actually working on with Doug Housladen to have a huge celebration on top of the Temple Street Garage.
Let's do it.
We're going to be going for check this out, world record, Guinness Book of World Record, for the most vocal solos in a song. We need 365 people or more.
Is Guinness going to be there?
No. They cost like $10,000 to get there.
We tried.
Seriously.
It ain't happening.
But we have all the guidelines, and we're currently going through like all of the logistics to make sure that this is a safe thing and because it's not typical to have an event up there. So we really are pioneering something up there also. But
let's make
New
this
Haven
happen.
New Haven Cycles is really excited
They're
about
great.
It.
They're great.
And so the June 21st is going to be a big thing. Hopefully, if all goes well, there's going to be a big party up there. And it's summer solstice, so it's the longest day. So
that'll be amazing. So and that's why
music.
People will be able to
follow
keep
up on
connected.
That.
On that. All right, Henry.
All right. Taking it away?
Yes.
Love this tune.
All right, this is Six String Dreamer. Wearing out the soles of my shoes, trying to find my way to you. Thinking of the girl I thought I loved, but who I hardly knew. And I think I lost my mind in the bottom of the bottle on the floor. So now I'm taking myself places that I swear to God I've never been before. 'Cause I'm a six-string dreamer in the daylight, making my way for the state line, wondering where I'm gonna stay tonight. Guess I'll call this place my home. Well, then I met a man who told me he could take me back from where I came. And find some absolution for the wrong I've done with just a little faith. He said he'd been down this road a time or two before, and he'd survived. And I could do it too if I believed, and maybe I'd just be surprised. 'Cause I'm a six-string dreamer in the daylight, making my way for the state lines, wondering where I'm gonna stay tonight.
I'll call this place my home. Guess I'll call this place my home. Cause this world is more than it seems. This world is more than it seems. This world is more. It's a gospel of beautiful things.
Yes!
Whoa!
Henry's the man!
Thank you.
Love that, man. Wow, what a talent.
I was not expecting that.
And he wrote that.
Whoa.
Genius.
Where can they find you, man? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so I'm on.
I'm like, I'm watching American Idol. I'm like,
So yeah, I'm on Instagram and I'm on SoundCloud at Henry Conlon Music. So last name Conlon Music, all one word.
Conlon.
Yes. So that's me on SoundCloud and Instagram. Feel free to check it out. Posting a lot of videos and different recordings and whatnot up there.
Amazing.
So yeah, feel free to come check that out. I'm also almost every Thursday at the open mic night.
Awesome.
And just kind of around musical intervention, just kind of playing around, doing whatever.
We're charging the ladies double.
So they can come on and check Henry's skills, his open mic skills.
Isn't that so backwards, though? It's okay.
That is.
It's so not backwards. It's so 21st century.
We're so progressive.
Yeah. No, that is amazing, though. But so that's what comes out of musical intervention.
It's unbelievable. I'm moved.
That's
every time.
Just beautiful. Yeah.
We have tons of videos online and YouTube, and we're obviously very present on the internet. So, our website musicalintervention.com. So many cool stories. Things we haven't even talked about. I mean, the pop up studio in Greenwich Village, and like, what's that like to open it up in another state?
Right? Yeah.
Maybe we could come on another time.
Yeah. I'm gonna have you guys back, because I know an hour just to get all of this is not enough. But I wanted people to if they didn't know you, hopefully they know you now.
Yeah,
and really,
you.
Just yes. Please go support.
We need that.
Yeah, definitely go and support something that's going to help this community as a whole. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And well, we're gonna have you do a couple. If you want to drop some, lyrics.
All right.
We've got like two. Here, come on. You're the lyricist. What we're gonna do is you're gonna drop some lyrics, and I'm gonna do an outro, but. I want to just thank you guys for joining me here, but thank you for helping out as a whole the community and giving people a safe place, but also just making this community better and making it, maybe one song at a time, maybe one, string at a time, one something at a time. So just kudos to you guys, and I wish you best of luck. And we're going to talk about that, getting some collaborations.
Dwelling Place is listening.
We're dwelling.
They're a church, here based in New Haven, and
love it.
They came along at a very, very time in need when we first started.
Yeah.
And they were at our place every Sunday and contributing to the rent, and without their help,
kudos.
It wouldn't have been possible in the beginning.
Yep. Everyone is the, like you said, contributing to help, because at the end of the day, we all help. We all are well. Takes a village. Yep. So, my gosh, that's my time. So, well, you can give me a quick drop, and then I'm gonna I'll take us.
Will, you want me to get you?
All right. Yeah, give him something. Here we go.
Coffee time.
Yeah. Yo. I need full-blown rage to rip off society's chains. They put me to blame, so I'm stuck in this cage. The same one that gave me my fame. I'm ready to make my reign, I don't play. I'm like the modern-day Saddam Hussein. I make you churn in your grave. Yeah, this straight from my brain. Freestyle, I'm ready to react. I'll put you back on your back if you understand what that means. I gotta be mean. I'm a new creation of Charlie Sheen. I'm about to blow down walls if you know what I mean. Wall Street, you better watch out, because I'm pretty mean. I got a dang machine about to load it and clip, and everybody understands because they listen to my lips. I gotta go now. Yeah.
folks. Thank you for listening to the Toxic.
Gotta go. That's right.
That is our time. Once again, thank you for my guests today for Musical Intervention. Amazing. Go check them out. They're having their 2-year anniversary tonight. Folks, don't remember, always keep your glass full, stay positive, stay focused. Until next time, we will see you then.
Thank you.